Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3387BN. Today's date is June 25th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Assange-Free June ETA. States can verify citizenship status of voters. It has begun. Talk about our health. We've partnered with Gundry MD to share this information with you. Would you believe me if I told you inside your pantry right now is one of the healthiest foods on the planet? Yep, it's true. And it's not some weird trendy superfood. Spoiler alert, it's olive oil. You're probably used to cooking with it, but there are countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel younger. For example, olive oil is a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. Besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. According to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible, whether it's taking a shot of it daily or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet. But what kind of olive oil is best for your health? Well, any olive oil can give you some benefits. But if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which one you pick. The olive oil industry is huge. You can tell by the number of olive oil brands you see at the grocery store, and you can bet they're not all made with the consumer in mind, and many brands may even cut corners one way or another to increase profit. When Dr. Gundry came to this realization, he was appalled. But some olive oils are so powerful, it may only take a few tablespoons a week to see these incredible health benefits. So how can you tell between an olive oil that can be a health booster and which one isn't up to par? In an effort to answer that question, Dr. Gundry decided to take a stand and release his personal research and findings. This video has gone viral since its release, and it's important you see it so you can start benefiting immediately. You can watch the video right now by going to getolive1.com/x22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's getolive1.com/x22 or just click the link in the description box below. People have taken his advice, have shared their results with him, saying the olive oil they bought after learning his simple rules has helped change their lives. Make sure you go to getolive1.com/x22 or click the link in the description box below this video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, everything that they tried to do in the past to hide all their crimes, their treasonous activities, it is all coming out now, slowly but surely. People have learned that Biden, he's running a criminal syndicate. He has 20 shell companies. He's taking money from foreign governments. Everyone can see the two-tier justice system. They could see how Merrick Garland is saying, hey, there's no case here. I don't care if I'm in contempt. I'm not guilty. It's not against the law. I'm above the law. People can see all of this. And as time goes on, more and more people are going to see what these people have done. Remember, they've lied from the beginning. Everything that they said about Trump, the Russia collusion impeachment hoax, number one, number two, all these other indictments that they're throwing at him right now, the lie about how Russia hacked the DNC and many, many other cases, the people are going to learn that the criminal syndicate, they protect their own. They put out hits on people. They cover up their crimes. They lie to the people. And now that Assange is free, and by the way, it is the June ETA, since he's free now, it seems like it's only a matter of time before information comes out about what Hillary actually has done, what Seth Rich has actually done, and how the deep state put a hit out on him and lied to the American people. I do believe the clock is ticking down right now. And as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, and even after the presidential election, the people are going to find out a lot about the truth. And we could see the Patriots, they are now putting everything into place to protect the 2024 election. Remember, the voting systems that the deep state players put in place, which is the computerized systems, it doesn't help with removing paper because it still uses paper. It doesn't help in counting because, again, their excuse is, oh, if we use paper, it's going to take a very long to count, long time to count. Well, think about the elections that we use these computer systems, and it takes a week to get the results. So that really doesn't help. It's not cost effective. So what are these systems really actually used for? They're used for cheating, period. The end. That's it. That's why they put them in place, because there is no benefit to them whatsoever. We can have everything done with paper. We can count them up in one day, and the results can go up to a centralized location. It's that simple. We've been doing it that way for many, many years. They needed this system in place so they could cheat. But what's very interesting is Stephen Miller of America First Legal, he has been looking at the laws, and he is now giving solutions where states, they can verify the citizenship status of voters. They go to the DHS. They say, I want to know if this person's a citizen, and they have to give the results. They can't say, no, I'm not going to do it. I mean, of course, the deep state players, they can do that. But again, that would stall the elections. That will stall everything. And the states have the ability to request all information. Actually, they can request it to clean up a lot of their voter rolls. And I do believe breaking down and protecting the elections has begun. And we know the deep state players, they're not going to want this to happen. So what are they going to do? Well, they can either allow the people to use their cheating system, but they're not going to be able to cheat in the way they cheated before, because now people know a lot more. People know more about the laws. And I do believe it's going to be too big to rig. So what's their alternative? It seems to maybe delay the election, but I don't believe this is going to work in their favor. They'll try. They'll say we can't use their systems, and why not let the enemy destroy their own system? And while they're telling everyone we can't use their system, we know what's going to happen. We're going to say, okay, then we have paper ballots. I do believe the agencies are going to say, no, we can still have an election. The backup is the backup poll books. The backup is paper. The backup is the military getting involved, because once again, if the country was attacked with maybe with some type of cyber attack, and we can see the cyber attack narrative, it is now building. We're seeing cyber attacks now allegedly on the Federal Reserve. I do believe this is just building the narrative. Well, if we're attacked, then yes, we can then guard the election. We can have counting in one day. We can have voting in one day. And we can make sure that these people that are voting are citizens. The states can verify this. So this is going to be very, very interesting. And we can see the deep state players, they are now in trouble. And we could see they are panicking right now, and they have nothing left to throw at Trump. Now, of course, they're going to use a cyber attack. They're going to use war. They're going to use as much as they possibly can, but they're running out of major things. No one is buying what they're selling. And you could see this in the poll numbers. They can throw another indictment at them. They can bring up some other type of issue, but are the people going to believe it anymore? No, because we have gone through 2016 to 2020, 2020 now to 2024, almost 8 years of the deep state lying to the people, and each one of these things have been debunked. So the people, they see the truth. They get it. And that's what this was all about, to show the people who the true enemy is. And the people must know who the true enemy is so we can take back the country. Our founding fathers, they showed us the way. It's the Declaration of Independence. And I do believe, as people see more and as war builds up, as the economy crashes, I do believe people, they're going to see the true enemy of this country. And the people, they're going to be on the side of Trump, because we're going to have a president who is pushing peace. I mean, when was the last time you had a president saying, hey, I can have peace instead of war? Most of these rhinos and D's, what do they want? They want war. When the country's attacked, what do they immediately do? They say, hey, you attack us, we're going to war. Well, if there is some type of an event, some type of an attack, and maybe we intercept a missile or something, and there is a cyber attack, you're going to hear the fake news. You're going to hear the rhinos. You're going to hear the D's. You're going to hear all of them saying it's wartime. You're going to have this other guy say, hey, by the way, we can have peace. I mean, look what he did with the Abraham Accords. Look, we had peace during his presidency. There was no wars that were started. All the wars were started by everyone else. I mean, look at the wars now that are started as Biden is in the White House. So I do believe people are going to see something that they haven't seen before. A president talking about peace, a presidential candidate talking about peace, while everyone else is talking about war. And I do believe this is going to change the way people think in this country. And yes, those people that are completely against Trump, I do believe they're going to reach that point, that precipice, where they will have no choice but to say, no, no, we must have peace. And this is the only guy that can do it. They will see the light finally. We'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. First, let's talk about what's happening with the Oakland mayor. Remember, her home was raided by the FBI. And now we're getting a little bit more information. Of course, who's she blaming it on? Oh, the radical right wing. She's saying, oh, they're trying to push her out. No, when there's a lot of crime and the city's going down the tubes and people are unhappy, yeah, it's your people that are pushing you out. And if you're involved in some type of money laundering or campaign finance violation, you might be investigated. So the FBI, they didn't release information about the raid, but what's been happening here is that for years, state investigators have been scrutinizing how a major Oakland recycling contractor allegedly funneled money to politicians. So it looks like the raid might be connected to a recycling contractor that's believed to be funneling money to politicians, and the mayor is involved in all of this. And we'll have to see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. The other thing that's very interesting is that Hunter Biden, his lawyers now are requesting a new gun trial. Remember, they put this request in before, then they withdrew it without explanation. And now they went ahead and they filed the motion once again this Monday, arguing the federal courts in Delaware lack jurisdiction to go to trial earlier this month. The motion comes 1 week after Lowell filed a similar motion, but quickly withdrew it without explanation. And the court right now, they have suspended Hunter Biden's law license after the guilty verdict. Now, we saw this with Klein Smith, where he had a guilty verdict. But once again, you could see what might happen if he's pardoned and maybe he's gets a slap on the wrist. They might reinstate his law license. And once again, people are going to see a two-tier justice system. And we need to remember that we are seeing a two-tier justice system. We're seeing a bunch of laws for the deep state players and a bunch of laws for the everyday American. And you could see it with the DOJ. You could see it with the FBI. They're all part of the criminal syndicate. It's very, very clear to see today. It's been brought out into the light and everyone can see it. And I do believe as we move forward, people are going to start to realize that, yes, they have committed a lot of crimes. They've been covering up a lot of their crimes. And the people, they're going to start to really understand that we're dealing with a criminal syndicate. But what's very interesting is that Julian Assange, he was set free. And he is now free. He is heading towards Australia. And he went ahead and he made a plea deal. He spent 5 years in UK's Belmarsh prison. And his plea deal looks like he's allowed to use the 60 months or so that he spent in the prison as his time in prison, and he's able to go to Australia. So this is going to be very interesting because I do believe that we're going to find out a lot more information, and I do believe we're going to find out information about MS-13 gang members, the DNC, Seth Rich, and how they had to eliminate him because he's probably the individual that downloaded the information, put it onto a USB key, uploaded it, and gave it to Julian Assange, and it had Hillary's emails and all the information. And again, they never wanted the people to see this. But Green Lives Matter put this out on X and said, notice how the president of El Salvador highlighted how the MS-13 gang is a satanic cult just weeks before Julian Assange gets set free. Many say that MS-13 likely performed the hit job on Seth Rich, acting as the hand of the deep state for the Democratic Party. In other words, does it not seem like things are coalescing here into a perfect truth storm? A lot of people should be panicking right about now. Assange knows where many bodies are buried, and he was persecuted for years because of it. Things could be getting very spicy here soon. Protect Julian Assange at all costs. Absolutely. And if we go back in time, it looks like Hillary Clinton was so panicked with this information coming out. She was considering actually droning this guy. Geiger Capital put this out and said, never forget, when Julian Assange was releasing U.S. government war crimes back in 2010, Hillary Clinton proposed drone striking him. This is how panicked they were. Now, what's very interesting, it's come out that the White House claims it had no role in the Julian Assange deal. So this was an independent, supposedly, allegedly, an independent decision by the Department of Justice. I wonder who really made this decision. That's interesting. But let's go back to post 1193. This is April 19, 2018. And down below it says, Seth Rich connected to DNC, MS-13, Julian Assange. Why did the D's push legal rep on family? June ETA. So here we have it. Assange has gone free. It's June. Post 1591. Julian Assange in the news. By the way, this is June 26, 2018. Very interesting. Coming up on a Delta. Julian Assange in the news. Think James Comey. Server unlocks Seth Rich. MS-13. 187. Phones unlock command and control. ETA estimated. It has begun. Post 1595. June 26, 2018. Desperate agencies do stupid things. Dead cat bounce. You may have the site, but we have the source. Panic is good. By the way, that's pointing to WikiLeaks' Twitter account. Panic is good. Panic is right. July 2018, the month the world discovered the truth. Conspiracy no more. Time to feed. So does this mean that sometime in July, we're going to be hearing about what happened to the DNC? I mean, timing is everything. And as we approach the presidential election, this is becoming very, very interesting because, again, the people are going to start to learn the truth as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. Think about what they did to Trump during the presidential election of 2020. They hid the laptop from the people. They said it was Russian disinformation. Now, during this presidential election, it looks like the information that has been declassified already is going to be coming out. And it looks like the puzzle pieces are now being put into place so the people could start seeing the truth. And I do believe we're going to see the truth. And you can see the deep state players, they are becoming very, very desperate. Because remember, they needed the weapons away from the people because they wanted to bring us into war. They didn't want the people to defend themselves. So as we get closer to the presidential election, as we get closer to chaos and war, you're going to see the deep state go off the deep end trying to get the weapons away from the people. They're going to be trying different events. They're going to have bills just waiting saying, let's ban all guns. But what we have now is the Surgeon General. The Surgeon General is trying bigly now in declaring that gun violence is a public health crisis. So the U.S. Surgeon General declared gun violence a public health crisis, recommends universal background checks, red flag laws, and assault weapon ban. So now they have the Surgeon General violating the Constitution, saying that we need red flag laws where we could just take weapons away from people that we believe might be a threat. And let's just ban all the assault weapons. And we need universal background checks. Now, again, this is all a violation of the Second Amendment. And from all the cases that have been brought up to the Supreme Court, this is not going to hold weight. But they're going to make it seem like that this is a crisis now. So if it's a crisis, this overrides the Constitution. By the way, it doesn't. Nothing overrides the Constitution. It is the law of the land. Plus, these are the rights that we are born with. The government didn't give it to us. We were born with these rights. The government cannot take them away, no matter how many laws they tried to pass. Remember, the Constitution is the contract between we, the people, and the government. The government must follow our contract and abide by our contract. And once they make a law that violates our contract, whatever they're doing is null and void. Actually, there is a case, Marbury versus Madison, 1803. And any law that is repugnant to the Constitution is void. So once again, all these people must abide by the contract that we have given the government. And if they can't abide by the contract, we really don't need them in these positions. And we can see these installed people and those people that have been put in positions in government, they're violating the constitutional rights of every single person, which means they should be removed immediately. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see the EU leader, the leaders, they have agreed on keeping von der Leyen for a second term. Now, remember, she wasn't voted in by the people. The EU elects their own. And the people have no say in it. And of course, they're going to keep their own in position. But out in Canada, it looks like Justin Trudeau, he is in trouble right now. It's a wake-up call for him because his party was defeated in a special election, and now he is in trouble. So he has staggering losses, just like all the other installed individuals, because the people are waking up, the people are seeing the truth now, and he is in trouble. And I do believe we're going to see this spread even further, because the people, they're starting to understand, they're starting to realize, they're starting to wake up, and they're starting to see their installed leaders for who and what they really are and how they're destroying their country. Wait until all these individuals say, we must go to war. You know what the people are going to say? Absolutely not. We're getting rid of you. Now, those leaders that aren't in line with the EU, in line with the deep state players, they try to get rid of these individuals. And we can see that there's been assassination attempts and there have been assassinations. And it looks like Hungary's president, Viktor Orban, he was in a car crash. His motorcade was in a crash in Germany. And it looks like the crash took place around 11:15 a.m. in the district of Stuttgart, Germany, when the Hungarian leader was being escorted to the airport. The Stuttgart Traffic Police Motorcycle Squad were escorting the Hungarian president, and all of a sudden, a woman, 69, driving a BMW, reportedly drove through an intersection that had been closed off by the police for Orban's convoy, and she hit a police officer, a motorcycle, and hit some other people, but Viktor Orban is okay. So were they trying to take him out or something? Because remember, he's not allowing illegals into the country. He's not going along with the EU. And you could see that they don't want those people in power. They want to get rid of those people. So I do believe they were trying to do something. That just seems too suspicious. And it seems that they might try again with other leaders. And we've seen it in the past. And I do believe we're going to see a lot more of this because, remember, they're losing their power. Every day that passes, the people are waking up. The people are pushing them out and bringing in their true representatives, which means they are losing power every single day. And what's very interesting is that Kenya is in the news once again. And the Kenyan parliament, they erupt in flames because they were attempting to push a $2.7 billion tax hike. And the people, they started to protest, and the police were shooting tear gas. And it looks like one of the individuals is Obama's half-sister, and she was protesting and she got hit by tear gas. And it's very interesting that Kenya is back in the news, because I do believe all roads lead to Obama, and we're going to see things happen as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. But let's see how this all plays out. But we do know one thing for sure. The deep state players, they're trying to poke the bear, Putin. They're trying to get him to do something. They want a war. They want it started. And they're going to keep pushing this slowly but surely. And when you look at what's happening out in Lebanon and you look at what's happening out in Gaza and Israel, you can see that, yes, war is building out there. And now Israel is going after Hezbollah. And we have the White House out there saying that they're not going to back Hezbollah, which, again, is going to make them angry. And Israel is going to go into the north. And you can see how this can erupt into something that's completely uncontrollable. Now, I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they knew exactly what was going to happen. I do believe it's Israel's mission to remove the state-funded terrorists. And you could see that everything that the deep state has tried, everything Biden has tried to stop Israel, it has not worked. And remember, everything that Biden does is going to actually advance the war. But you could see the Hamas terrorists, they still have hostages. Visegrad 24 put this out and said, a video has been released of Hamas terrorists brutalizing the American citizen Hirsch Goldberg Poland as they kidnap him to Gaza after blowing his hand off. For some reason, almost no Americans know his name. The media have made sure things are that way. And where's Biden? Is he going in there to get the American out? Absolutely not. And remember, this would have never happened if Trump was in power. And if there were hostages taken, I do believe he would have been sending squads in to rescue these individuals or negotiating some type of deal. But again, Biden is not doing that. And it looks like they are now prepping for a major war in the Lebanon area. Iran Observer put this out and said military advisors from the Iraq Popular Mobilization Forces have arrived in Lebanon to assist Hezbollah. It is more likely that the coordination to send thousands of fighters to Lebanon will take place in Iraq, as it is a stable country bordering Iran, which allows for a rapid transfer of weapons. So we're going to see the Middle East ignite. Remember, Trump, he had the Abraham Accords. We had peace. There were no wars. Now with Biden, it's just getting worse and worse. And anything that Biden administration tries to do will bring us closer to war. Why? Because this is what they want. Trump is using it against them. So it might look like Biden doesn't know what he's doing. The Biden administration doesn't know what he's doing. But again, they're doing this on purpose to bring us to war. Trump is counting on them to do this because he's going to show everyone they're bringing us to war. They can't stop it. And I can have peace. Remember, they're following the 16-year plan. Trump knows the playbook. He knows exactly what they're going to do. And it looks like the deep state players, they are now pushing the next plandemic. Now, again, how are they going to get the plandemic off the ground? Yes, they told us that the bird, the chickens and the cattle, they're getting bird flu and it's spreading and we have to get rid of the food supply. That's one part of it. But they're going to try to scare people into thinking that if you're close to animals, you need some type of protection. Now, think about how COVID worked. The only way to convince people that COVID was actually a pandemic was to have a PCR test, a test that didn't work. And they had to bring it out to many, many revolutions to actually pick something up. So they made it look like something was happening when it really wasn't. And they, in the early stages, they had to show that people were dying. So they brought the sick people into the nursing homes. Then they figured out, you know what, it'd be a lot easier if we just paid hospitals and let them use these faulty tests to show everyone's dying of COVID. But the real pandemic came from what? The bioweapon. Because what was included with the bioweapon? That was COVID. So think about the bird flu right now. They already have the vaccines. They're the same as the COVID vaccine, the mRNAs. They already include the bird flu in them. And right now, Finland, they're planning to offer a preemptive bird flu vaccination as soon as next week to some workers with exposure to animals. So the country bought around 10,000 vaccines or so, and they're going to inject a lot of people. And what's going to happen is you're going to see the bird flu spread. Why? Because this is how they were truly trying to start the pandemic in the world. It wasn't COVID running out there by itself. It was going to be included in the vaccine. And as you take the vaccine, it was going to get worse and worse and worse. I do believe they're trying to kick this off with the vaccine to say, oh my God, we're injecting the people out there. It's getting a lot worse. People are dying and it was too late. We should have given them the vaccine a lot earlier and we need to give them a second dose so they don't get sick and die. Now, when you look at this, you're going to see that it's those people that are receiving the vaccine and it's nobody else. Now, they might use the fake PCR test to convince you that it's other people. But once again, it's just like COVID, just like the mRNA. They're trying to kick it off with the vaccine. Because again, if you noticed, nothing's really happening. No one is buying what they're selling. And the only reason it worked the first time is because people didn't realize what they were doing, except there were people that knew. They just censored a lot of people. This time around, it's very, very different. So yes, they're going to kick this off right now. This is why they're going to be vaccinated people. The vaccinated people, they're going to be starting the pandemic. Those are the people that are going to get sick. Those are the people that are going to die. They're going to be reported on saying, oh my God, it's spreading throughout Finland. It's spreading all over the place. We got to vaccinate more people. Oh my God, now we see it in Germany. Now we see it in the UK. You see how this all works? And this is what they're going to try to do. But once again, the people are awake. The people see what's happening. And remember, Kansas, the attorney general there, they are now suing Pfizer. And it's not just Kansas. Four other states have launched a massive lawsuit against Pfizer, accusing the pharmaceutical company, of deceiving the public about COVID vaccine safety and efficacy. So once again, class action lawsuits, they work. Let's go back to Post 1105, April 9th. Class action lawsuits are very effective, and they are. And you can see that there's going to be a lot more states joining in on this lawsuit. I do believe in the end, you're going to have the majority of states joining in. And what's going to happen to the pharmaceutical companies? We'll have to wait and see. But they decided to go down this path. And instead of giving the cures out, instead of telling the people the truth, they decided, you know something? We're going to use this bioweapon on the people. Now, I do believe this is going to hit them very, very hard. And the people are going to see the truth. Remember, they're trying to hide everything from the people. But you can see what they're trying to do with the bird flu right now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that the cases against Trump, they are blowing up right now. And everything that they try to do is not working. But what's very interesting is that we know that they were putting into place these task forces to go after we the people. Anyone that was religious or part of the military, like to follow the Constitution, who's Trump supporter, they put this together to designate all these individuals a domestic terrorist. And America First Legal, they've been breaking down this. Actually, the group has been disbanded because of what they found out. And now they found out a little bit more. This is what they put out there. Biden's DHS intel group uses the phrase quietly making democracy to work, describe their mission of combating the domestic terror threat of Trump supporters in order to rebuild faith in the federal government. Today, we're releasing the fourth tranche of internal files from the Homeland Intelligence Expert Group, obtained exclusively through our litigation with Rick Grinnell against the Biden DHS. Today's release shows that the Brennan Clapper Intel Committee admits the existence of a deep state that works quietly to make democracy work in the face of domestic terrorist threats, or in their eyes, supporters of the former president. During the September meeting, the group revealed its true colors in discussion about the administration DT strategy and DHS role in countering Donald Trump or domestic terrorists. Hey everyone, are you looking for a product that will leave your skin feeling refreshed, radiant, and oh so calm? Look no further than Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser. This isn't just your average cleanser. It's a moment of tranquility in a busy world. Infused with soothing ingredients, the Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser gently removes impurities while leaving your skin feeling nourished and balanced. The serum delivers the breath of life to the skin, providing essential oxygen to revitalize and rejuvenate the complexion. The formula is packed with powerful antioxidants that help fight free radicals and environmental stressors to keep skin looking youthful and radiant. Regular use of the serum can improve skin's overall health and appearance, reducing the visible lines of aging such as fine lines and wrinkles. The lightweight, fast-absorbing texture leaves skin feeling refreshed and hydrated without a greasy or heavy residue. The serum is formulated with clean, natural ingredients that are gentle enough for even the most sensitive skin types. Whether you're looking to pamper yourself or searching for the perfect gift, the Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser is the answer. And here's the best part. For a limited time, you get 20% off the entire Charlize store when you use the code X22 at charlize.beauty/X22. So what are you waiting for? Treat yourself or a loved one to this gift of radiant calm skin with the Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser. Go to charlize.beauty/X22 and use the code X22 to save big today, or just click the link in the description down below. Against the backdrop of claiming that domestic terrorism only comes from supporters of Trump, the group revealed the existence and mindset of the deep state, thwarting the will of the American people through their elected representatives. Now, down below, gave a little list, and let me just read this. It says, there is a political backdrop to all of this. It seems that most of the domestic terrorism threat now comes from supporters of the former president. It is not like you want a political advantage, but people have attacked the government and its institutions for the last 6 years. How do you appeal to people and say this is wrong for anyone to do? How do we rebuild faith in the federal government? This seems to be a White House problem. Each agency cannot defend itself. Silence in the face of that threat is not okay. However, sometimes quietly doing the work of democracy is part of it too. It is a mix of saying it out loud and quietly making democracy work. And this is a far cry from the Washington Post long-term slogan, democracy dies in the darkness. The deep state now appears to claim that darkness and secrecy are necessary parts of making democracy work. And once again, you could see what they've been trying to do here. This group was put in a place to go after we, the people, so they could maintain control. And now it's exposed, and people now truly see who the deep state players are. They actually call themselves the deep state. Absolutely amazing. But the other thing that's absolutely amazing is what's happening with the Jack Smith case. Julie Kelly put this out and said, Special Counsel Jack Smith just admitted that the FBI added cover sheets to alleged classified documents found at Mal and took photos for evidence. This confirms my report from the last month that the FBI doctored evidence to produce stunt photos of classified docs at Mal. Now, see if you notice the slight shift here. FBI agents allegedly found loose classified cover sheets in a blue leather-bound box in Trump's office. Then suddenly, some were attached to classified documents. Also, why are FBI placeholder sheets in classified discovery? As I reported last month, the FBI brought colored classified cover sheets to the raid under the guise of using them to substitute classified documents found within Trump boxes. Instead, FBI agents attached the scary-looking sheets to various files and took photos. In DOJ's opposition to Trump's special master lawsuit in 2022, Jay Bratt attached infamous photos as a prop so the media would publish it and claim the papers were found with classified cover sheets. So basically, the FBI just made this all up to get Trump. And this should tell you everything you need to know. Everyone seeing the criminal syndicate? It's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. And if you think that it's just the FBI, no, it's the CDC. No, it's the FDA. No, it's the DOJ. It's all these different agencies. They created the criminal syndicate. They control the criminal syndicate. And what they did is treasonous. They set a president up. They doctored the evidence. This is treason at the highest level. And who was involved in all of this? The DOJ, the FBI, Biden, Obama? Think about that for a second. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is, remember how Biden said he was going after cheap fakes? Well, basically what that means, and here's the translation, we're going to try to shut down the truth, and we're going to supply our own cheap fakes to put out misinformation and disinformation. And that's exactly what they have done. Biden-Harris headquarters on X put this out and said, Biden versus Trump speaking at the same venue in Philly, showed pictures, and they showed the bleachers in Trump's rally empty and the bleachers in the Biden rally full. But when you zoom out and you actually look, they had half of the venue cordoned off and they didn't mention that part. Johnny MAGA put this out and said, it turns out the viral photo of Biden speaking at a packed house in the same venue as Trump was a total fraud. Not only was it an election week GOTV event with four prominent Dems, Obama, Biden, Fetterman, and Shapiro, it was only half filled. They are liars. Then Trump put this out on Truth and said, the Biden campaign engaging in cheap fakes, they're embarrassed that they drew a very weak crowd. And so they have to manipulate and lie about Trump's energetic and overflow rally. And he's absolutely right. Now, we're approaching the debates. They're going to happen on Thursday at 9 p.m. And you know what's going to happen. The deep state players, the CNN, they're going to leak all the questions to the Biden campaign. Biden is going to be prepped on all this. Now, remember, Trump, he's not just battling Biden. He's actually going to be battling the fake news. And Biden is going to be standing there and you'll see the fake news cover for him many, many times. But I do believe what this is all about. This is about showing their people that he can't stay in the race. And I do believe the people, and I'm talking about the D's who watch CNN, the people that watch MSNBC, they're going to see this and they're going to see it very, very clearly. And what's very interesting is Ronny Jackson, Trump, they're all calling for a drug test. And MSNBC, they were out there, and they're also talking about a drug test, but in a different way. Stormers Arrive put this out on X and said, MSNBC analyst calls for Trump to take a drug test because it would be fascinating to see what Donald Trump has been on for so many years. They have absolutely no ammunition left, and it's hilarious to see what they come up with these days. It's a known fact that DJT has never done drugs or even had a sip of alcohol. Now, they're just throwing shit at the wall and hoping it sticks. She also claimed that all Biden has to do to win the debate is to go out there and not to look like he has been hanging out under a bridge and drinking and doing drugs all night. These people are really think we're stupid. Now, Ronny Jackson, he's saying that, yes, Biden should take a drug test before the debate. And Trump is out there saying, drug test for crooked Joe Biden? I would also immediately agree to one. Because, again, Trump, he knows he's not taking drugs. He doesn't drink alcohol. Biden, if they give him a drug test, well, the list is going to be very, very long. And I wouldn't be surprised if maybe there's cocaine in that. But again, you could see that they're not going to do it because they're afraid. Now, Trump is saying, let's do it. Let's do the drug test. You're telling me I should take a drug test? Okay, I'll take it. If I take it, then he has to take it. And again, he's putting himself out there. This is what the people see. The people see that Trump is all willing to do this and Biden is not. Yes, they're going to protect him at all costs. Now, what's very interesting is that Tim Pool put this out and said, CNN is now threatening any social channels that provide commentary on the debate, stating that they will not allow the use outside of CNN. Commentary on a presidential debate is the epitome of a fair use, and we fully intend to provide insight and real-time fact-checking Thursday live. So Tim Pool had a question for Elon Musk, and he says, will live commentary and fact-checking shows for the CNN debate be taken down if CNN files a DMCA, or will X default to fair use and have the matter handled externally? We plan to simulcast. Elon responded to this and said, the public has the right to see presidential debates however they would like. DMCA does not apply. So what CNN is trying to do is not going to work. Now, think about this. If we only had Twitter that was controlled by the deep state, YouTube, and Facebook and Instagram, people wouldn't see a lot of this on social media because they would censor a lot of this. And the fake news would control the narrative. But they don't have control anymore. And people now will be able to see clips and they'll be able to see information on the different social media platforms. Number one, you're going to see a lot on True Social. Number two, you're going to see a lot on X. Number three, you're going to see a lot on Rumble and many other platforms. They will not be able to control this whatsoever. But it looks like the deep state players, they are in trouble. They know that Biden can't win this. Actually, Van Jones is sounding the alarm on the Obama-Biden coalition eroding. He says the Obama-Biden coalition is in trouble. I get beat up every time I say it, but it's obvious it's in trouble. The white working class guy left in 2016. Black and Latin working class guys are following along. You have a margin that is hurting and uncertain among Black and Latin men as to whether we have a place in this party. It's not easy to talk about, but there is a sense among a lot of guys that you talk to that they're just tired of being lectured, tired of being wrong, tired of being criticized, tired of being called toxic, tired of, frankly, a lot of other groups getting more out of the Biden administration than Black folks got. The Democratic Party has too many preachy females. Theory is gaining steam. Why does Van Jones get beat up every time he sounds the alarm about losing Black and Hispanic men? Because the Democratic Party relies upon manipulation rather than motivation. And he's letting everyone know that they are in trouble. And if you look at the polls, right now, Black voters, their support for Trump is at 23%, nearly double from 2020. Biden is in trouble. And think about this. The Biden-Harris headquarters is trying to convince people that if Trump wins, his Project 2025 will consist of the following. Mass deportation and migrant detention camps. I think everyone's for that, aren't they? I mean, are they trying? Is this like a promotion for Trump? Well, let me read the next one. Reinstate Muslim travel ban. I think everyone's for this. Deploy federal troops to Democrat-run cities. Yes, you mean when violence breaks out and chaos because Antifa's out there, the illegals are out there? I think everyone's for this. Direct DOJ to prosecute political opponents. Oh, like they're doing to Trump. So actually, go after those people that are treasonous. Yeah, I think we're all for that. Replace career civil servants with hardline loyalists. Oh, get rid of the criminal syndicate people that they put into place and actually put in people that represent we the people that follow the Constitution. So is this actually a campaign for Trump? Because it's starting to seem that way. I think this is going to backfire on them big time. But we know as we approach the presidential election, we know that the people are realizing that the 2020 election was completely and utterly rigged. More and more people are starting to understand this. And what's very interesting, and Wall Street Apes put this out, we have the Alabama Attorney General. He was repeatedly questioned about the 2020 election, and he was asked, is Joe Biden the duly elected and lawfully serving president of the United States? Just listen to how this attorney general would not answer the question. I think this is going to tell you everything you need to know about the 2020 election.
Is Joseph R. Biden of Delaware the duly elected and lawfully serving president of the United States of America?
He is the president of this country.
Is he the duly elected and lawfully serving president of the United States?
He is the president of our country.
Are you answering that, omitting the language duly elected and lawfully serving purposefully?
I'm answering the question, he is the president of the United States.
And you have no view as to whether he was duly elected or is lawfully serving?
I'm telling you, he's the president of the United States.
No further questions.
Why couldn't he say that Biden was the duly elected, lawful president? Because remember, he's under oath. He doesn't want to get caught in a lie because he knows it's going to be used later on. And that should tell you everything you need to know. And what's very interesting is out in Maricopa County in Arizona, a temporary election worker was arrested for allegedly stealing a security fob and keys from the Maricopa County Tabulation and Election Center last week. Now, do you think this was just a coincidence, or do you think they have their people on the ground? Now, this individual, Walter Ringfield, 27, he was taken into custody Friday and booked into jail on counts of theft and criminal damage. He is not eligible for bond because he is on probation from a previous felony. So wait a minute. This was a temporary election worker? Criminals use criminals. What do you think they were trying to do here? They were getting prepared and ready to steal the next election. This is what they've been preparing for. And what's very interesting is that America First Legal, they have sent letters to officials in every state urging them to enforce existing laws that prevent illegal immigrants and non-U.S. citizens from registering to vote or casting ballots in elections. The AFL letter was addressed to the chief election official of all 50 states, with copies sent to each governor and attorney general. The letter outlined how two key existing federal laws could be used to obtain information from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security about the citizenship or immigration status of any individual, any purpose authorized by law. Think about this for a second. So here's the problem. What is Biden doing? Biden is giving registration forms and Social Security numbers to illegals. America First Legal is sending an urgent action plan to stop this. So the issue of non-citizen voting in federal elections can be complex, including what states are and are not allowed to do when voter applicants use the federal form. Federal law prohibits foreign nationals from voting or registering to vote in federal elections. Federal law also imposes upon states an obligation to conduct voter list maintenance. The U.S. Election Assistance Commission created a federal voter registration form that does not require applicants to demonstrate proof of citizenship. Instead, it merely requires voter registrants to sign a form under penalty of perjury, swearing or affirming that I am a United States citizen. The Supreme Court of the United States previously held that because the National Voter Registration Act requires that states must accept and use the EAC form, which does not require documentary proof of citizenship, then the NVRA forbids states to demand that an applicant submit additional information beyond that required by the federal form. The result is that, under current law, as interpreted by the Supreme Court, anyone can register to vote using the EAC federal form without providing documentary proof of citizenship. But there is a solution to this, and this is very interesting. Two federal statutes that had been on the books for nearly three decades allow states to obtain information about the citizenship or immigration status of any individual for any lawful purpose. Specifically, 8 U.S.C. Section 1373C provides that the reference to the former Immigration and Naturalization Service, abolished 23 years ago, now means the Department of Homeland Security. So the Immigration and Naturalization Service shall respond to an inquiry by a federal, state, or local government agency seeking to verify or ascertain the citizenship or immigration status of any individual within the jurisdiction of the agency for any purpose authorized by law by providing the requested verification or status information. Further, 8 U.S.C. Section 1644 provides that, notwithstanding any other provision of federal, state, or local law, no state or local government entity may be prohibited or in any way restricted from sending to or receiving from the Immigration and Naturalization Service information regarding the immigration status, lawful or unlawful, of an alien in the United States. So each statute makes clear that the states and localities can submit a request to DHS to obtain the citizenship or immigration status of any individual for any purpose authorized by law. And further, not only can they request the information, but DHS shall respond to such a request, and they cannot be prohibited or restricted from receiving that information. As explained above, federal law unambiguously requires that voters in federal elections be United States citizens and prohibits all foreign nationals, even those who are lawfully present in the United States, from registering to vote or voting. Federal law also imposes on states the duty of ensuring that ineligible voters are removed from voter rolls. Also, many states impose citizenship requirements under state law, and 8 U.S.C. Section 1644 confers on states unrestricted authority to obtain information about the immigration status of aliens in the United States. Therefore, it is a purpose authorized by law under 8 U.S.C. Section 1373C for a state to ask DHS about the citizenship status of a presently registered voter. Accordingly, states and localities should submit requests to DHS to verify the citizenship or immigration status of registered voters on a voter rolls where they are any reliable indicators that a voter may not be a U.S. citizen. So I do believe every single state, we know the blue states aren't going to do this, but the red states, they should inquire about each person. Let's look at the voter rolls. Let's look at these people. Are these people citizens? Let's verify it all. And I do believe it should be verified. And this is a solution to combat what? The illegals that are in this country. And I do believe when this happens, this is going to be very, very difficult for the deep state players to actually try to use the illegals in the blue states. Because, again, people are going to call them out. Now, I don't think the deep state players, they're actually even going to try to have an election with their systems. They might. But again, I do believe that they're not going to be able to cheat. And if they do go down this path, I do believe it's going to be too big to rig and they're going to be in trouble no matter what. So I do believe they want to maintain power. And I do believe the only way they can maintain power or try to maintain power is to delay the election one way or another. But again, this is not going to work. Because again, then we move to paper ballots. And when the country is attacked with a cyber attack or something, that means people have to come in person. All the mail-ins and all that is thrown out the window. And do you really think the illegals are going to go and go to the polls? I think people are going to be watching all the polls. And this is going to be very, very difficult for them. Because again, they're not going to be in the poll books. But we can see the cyber attack narrative is now building. Mark Edwards, Chief Information Security Officer at Digital Health and Care Wales, has predicted that cyber attacks on critical national infrastructure are likely to increase due to global conflict. Speaking at the NHS Confed Expo in Manchester on June 12, 2024, Edwards said that it was widely acknowledged that the first thing that's going to happen is there's going to be an increase in cyber attacks. He added that the attacks won't be just ransom or extort money, but will be aimed at causing disruption and bringing systems down. And I do believe he is correct because we could see the narrative is definitely building. And we could see just yesterday, there was a narrative being brought out into the open that the Fed was attacked. Now, I do believe this is going to pick up as we move forward, and we're going to see more and more attacks, probably on the electrical grid. We might see it in small towns. We might see it on the water systems. We might see it on the financial institutions. Because think about what we've already seen. And I do believe they're going to actually build this up so you know that it's Russia. You know, maybe it's North Korea, that something is coming. And I do believe they'll be putting this on the fake news and they'll be building this up, convincing you that this is on its way. And I do believe this is going to be used against them. And this is going to be used to usher in paper ballots to allow the military to be on the streets, especially the National Guard. And this is going to basically backfire on all of them. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that there was a meme that was put out there by CJJENN. And it says, so Mike, talking about Mike Flynn. So you have President Trump, General Flynn in the picture. And it says, so Mike, you think they know what's coming? Mike says, not a effing clue, sir. Not a effing clue. Then General Flynn responded to this meme and says, and we don't want them to know what is being planned. Very interesting. Now, during the debates, we know that there's rumors out there that the VP is going to be in the audience. Now, I do believe the list that is out there right now where he has the media going crazy over this list, I do believe that is a distraction. And I do believe if we're going to bring someone in as the vice president, we need to make sure that person is battle hardened, that they were able to deal with the deep state in the past, and they can deal with the deep state in the future. Those representatives, those people that are in the Senate and the House who've never really dealt with the deep state, who haven't been attacked to the nth degree. I mean, think about the attacks that Trump has had to endure. Think about the attacks that General Flynn had to endure. Same thing with Cash. Same thing with Nunes. See, those people are battle hardened. The other candidates that I see out there, I do believe they most likely will fold in a couple of minutes. They're not battle hardened. Remember, we're still in a war. Just because President Trump wins the election doesn't mean the deep state goes, ah, crap, arrest us. Everything's over. Let's go about our business. They're going to fight to the very, very end. And yes, when you corner a wild animal, what are they going to do? Are they just going to give up or are they going to fight on? Criminals fight on because they know what's waiting for them. So we're going to need someone who can fight with Trump. And if, God forbid, something happens to Trump, we need someone there to carry on. We can't have someone that never really dealt with the deep state players. And when I say deal with them, I mean be attacked by them, brought to court, and continually attacked and attacked and attacked. And there's only a couple of people that actually fit this bill. My number one pick is still General Flynn. I like Devin Nunes, but I don't think Devin Nunes is going to, you know, go for it. I don't think Trump is going to pick him. I think he's running True Social right now as the CEO, and that's his main focus. And it probably should be his main focus right now. So the other people is General Flynn, maybe Mike Pence, because again, he was in the thick of everything. And I do believe he was working with Chris Miller. And of course, people are going to bring up, well, do you see what he said about Assange? Well, once again, this is an information war, misinformation, disinformation. These people aren't going to come out and say, hey, I'm all for this. No, it's to distract. It's to make people think a different way. But I think my main pick probably would be Flynn. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there looking at J.D. Vance. I don't know if he's battle hard. I mean, I don't know who Trump's going to pick. I think Trump knew from the very, very beginning. I think he has always known. And I think he's playing with the media right now. But my personal picks most likely is General Flynn or Mike Pence. And actually, if he brings in Mike Pence, that would screw up the deep state players with January 6th and everything else. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. And from the very, very beginning, I think he always knew who he was going to pick. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is since we're heading towards the presidential election, and we know that the deep state players are going to push chaos all over the place, and they're going to try to most likely stop the election, bring us to war. This reminds me of Post 4521, June 25th. And down below, it says the following. It says the Posse Comitatus Act, 18 U.S. Code, Section 1385, an original intent of which was to end the use of federal troops to police state elections. Now, this is in bold, all caps, to police state elections. So the Posse Comitatus Act was put into place to end the use of federal troops to police state elections in former Confederate states, prescribes the role of the Army and Air Force in executing civil laws and states. Now, there are exceptions to the Posse Comitatus Act, which would allow troops to police the elections. Pursuant to the presidential power to quell domestic violence, federal troops are expressly exempt from the prohibitions of the Posse Comitatus Act, and this exemption applies equally to active duty military and federalized National Guard troops. Think about this for a second. So if there is violence, domestic violence, and this is coming from Antifa and the illegals who invaded our country, it's during a period of time when foreign entities are attacking the United States with maybe a physical attack and a cyber attack. Is this an exception to the Posse Comitatus Act? Can the military, the federalized National Guard troops, police the elections? Of course they can. And I do believe that if we're moving towards war, as we see we are moving in that direction, what do you think is going to happen? Now, if we aren't attacked and nothing happens, then we have the election using their cheating systems, and Trump is making sure that it's too big to rig. And when you look at Biden, his poll numbers drop. I mean, the best scenario is just to keep Biden in because, again, they won't be able to generate enough ballots to actually make it make sense where Biden wins the election. I do believe this is why they have to swap him out, to bring someone in that's halfway decent to try to manipulate the election enough to make it look like, hey, this person has a fighting chance. But again, they're going to figure out that this is impossible. And I think that's why they're going to resort to trying to delay the elections, bring us to war, cover up their crimes. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're counting on all of this. And you could see the cyber attack narrative build and build and build. Now, as we get into July and August, I'm expecting the cyber attack narrative to really build. So that will give us an indication of where all of this is headed, especially as we move into September. We should see a lot more cyber attacks occur in this country and around the world. And we should probably see the bird flu start to really make a move here because they're going to start vaccinating people. So these, I do believe, are the key things to watch because, again, what is the deep state trying to do? They're trying to cover up their crimes. They're trying to stay in power. They're trying to bring us to war. So these are the things that we need to watch. And I do believe Trump already knows their playbook. The military already knows their playbook. And they're actually allowing the deep state to follow this 16-year plan. And as they follow it, Trump has countermeasures in place to make sure that the people's voice is heard in the end. Because everything revolves around the 2024 election. Everything revolves around this election because Trump set the plan in motion and the people must take back the country. And once the people vote for Trump, well, that completes it all. And I do believe it will be completed as soon as Trump is elected. And that doesn't mean everyone's arrested, everyone is put behind bars, but that means we're on our way. The deep state's still going to fight back. And they're going to fight back really, really hard. But I do believe the people, the military, Trump, we are ready for this. And we're going to bring them to justice. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.